This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Congressional leaders released the text of six annual appropriations bills today. They're expected to come up for a vote on Thursday, ahead of President Biden's annual State of the Union address to Congress, and just before Friday night's shutdown threat. That leaves another six bills to be negotiated ahead of a March 22nd shutdown deadline. NPR's Eric McDaniel has more.
The agencies in this package are the less contested battlefields in the appropriations fight. The Department of Agriculture, Housing and Urban Development, Transportation and Veterans Affairs, along with a few others, funding those agencies through September 30th. The bills will lose support without the partisan policy riders that some House Republicans had been pushing for, so Speaker Mike Johnson will have to rely on Democratic support to pass the bills. After the vote this week, Congress will have until March 22nd to sort the harder six bills, including funding for the Departments of Defense and Health and Human Services. Lawmakers are already 5 months late to these deals. They'd been extending funding for just a few weeks or months at a time, hampering federal agencies' ability to plan. Eric McDaniel, NPR News. Washington.
Former President Donald Trump and Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, made their final pitches to North Carolinians this weekend. As NPR's Elena Moore reports, the Tar Heel State is one of more than a dozen states voting on Tuesday.
The two remaining Republican presidential candidates held rallies on Saturday. Trump was in Greensboro and Haley was in Raleigh, which is about an hour and a half drive away. Haley has pledged to stay through Super Tuesday, but her path after that is unclear.
All the media is losing their minds. They're like, why does she keep fighting? Why does she keep doing this? The reason I'm doing this is because of my kids. It's because of your kids and our grandkids.
Trump leads in national polls. Trump, who's the Republican frontrunner, spent his rally looking ahead to the general election and a likely rematch with President Biden. Elena Moore, NPR News, Raleigh.
Residents around Lake Tahoe in California are seeing a brief break from this weekend's blizzard. That's before the next weaker storm is expected there. It's expected to come on Monday afternoon. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Christopher Allam has more on the winter weather in California.
The mountain community here has been battling the weather since last Thursday, with major road closures on the interstate and over 7 feet of snow in some areas. Susie Coker lives in the South Lake Tahoe community of Myers. She says this storm has been tough, but not as bad as last year's series of atmospheric rivers.
I'm refusing to worry unless I see in the next 2 weeks that the same thing keeps happening. At that point, I will start to worry and think about shoveling roofs and all those things.
She said this year, the winds are much more extreme, which is causing snow to build up in more protected areas of her property, such as her front porch. A winter storm warning remains in effect until 4 a.m. on Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Allam in San Francisco.
And you're listening to NPR News. The U.S. and South Korean militaries have begun 11 days of exercises called Freedom Shield. The forces will practice combined field training, air assaults, and airstrikes. That's according to South Korean officials. The exercises come as the two allies work to counter North Korea's increasing nuclear and missile threats. The former chairman of the state-owned Bank of Beijing is under investigation for possible corruption. It's the latest in a series of graft investigations that are focused on China's financial sector. Critics of the investigation say their efforts to remove political rivals of President Xi Jinping. Police in Berlin arrested two men today as part of a manhunt for members of a long-defunct terrorist group. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports.
Police from the Lower Saxony State Criminal Office have confirmed two arrests in connection with the search for two fugitive terrorists for the so-called Red Army faction, or RAF, a left-wing terrorist group that was active in the 1980s and 90s and were responsible for the murders of a prominent banker and politician, as well as several armed robberies. RAF described itself as a communist urban guerrilla group. The operation comes in the wake of the arrest of another RAF fugitive last week in Berlin. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
Iowa's Caitlin Clark has set the NCAA Division I scoring record. She surpassed the record set by Pistol Pete Maravich 54 years ago when she hit two free throws during Iowa's win over Ohio State today. Clark needed 18 points to pass that record, but finished the day with 35. Maravich set the record of 3,667 in just 83 games over three seasons while playing at LSU. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster. Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort, with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.